Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Coffee Break Español.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. In lesson 11, we're going to be learning how to deal with some language problems. First of all, being able to say that you speak Spanish or that you don't speak Spanish. And also, crucially, being able to say that you don't understand and asking people to repeat if necessary. I hope you find today's lesson useful.
Okay, so the first thing that we're going to do on today's show is introduce ourselves, in Spanish, of course, for all our new listeners. Cana, do you want to start?
Yeah, okay. So, hola, me llamo Cara, soy estudiante de español y vivo en Glasgow, en Escocia. Me gusta la música y me gusta bailar y aprender español con Coffee Break Spanish.
Muy bien, muy bien. So, Cara said that she lives in Glasgow, vivo en Glasgow, en Escocia, in Scotland. She said that she is a Spanish student, soy estudiante de español. And then she said about three things that she liked doing. She said, me gusta la música, music, of course, y me gusta bailar, she likes to dance, y aprender español, and to learn Spanish. And we're going to be talking a bit more about aprender a bit later on today. Okay, me toca a mí, it's my turn. Yo soy Mark, me llamo Mark, soy escocés también, soy de Escocia, y vivo también en Glasgow. A mí me encanta la música. Sobre todo la música española. Me encanta también tocar el piano y me gustan mucho los idiomas. Okay, so I said, vivo también en Glasgow.
You also live in Glasgow.
Exacto. Y soy escocés.
You're Scottish.
Yeah, Scottish. I'm Scottish. Soy escocés. Cara, you would have said?
Soy escocesa.
Soy escocesa, exactly. We've not actually done nationalities as such. We've said soy de Escocia, but that's how you would say soy escocés, escocesa. We will do these at a later date. Okay, what else did I say? Me gusta o me encanta la música, sobre todo la música española.
You like music?
I really like music. Me encanta, I love music. And then I said sobre todo.
Above all.
Above all, exactly, and that's a literal translation. Sobre means above or over, and todo is everything, just like todos, all of you. So, sobre todo, above all, especially, la música española.
Spanish music.
Spanish music, exactly. Now, I also said, me gustan los idiomas. Los idiomas are what we're talking about today. As an example, un idioma would be el francés, el español. El inglés, el italiano. What do you think idiomas are?
Languages.
Languages, exactamente. Bueno, muy bien. I hope this helped lots of our listeners who are new to the podcast get an idea as to who we are, where we're from, and the fact that, yes, we do actually live in Scotland and we're producing this podcast in Scotland for all of you. Hopefully our Scottish accents aren't too difficult to understand. Okay, today, as you already know, we're talking about languages and we're going to be covering lots of phrases that are useful to talk about languages, the languages that you speak, and when you don't understand things. To begin with, we're covering a phrase that we actually mentioned in a previous lesson in one of the conversations. And this phrase is hablo español.
Hablo español.
Everybody try and repeat that. Hablo español.
Hablo español.
Okay. Now, one thing we've got to watch with this phrase is the pronunciation of the letter B. It's not a very plosive B like B. It's more Hablo español.
Hablo español.
Hablo español.
Hablo español.
Perfecto. Okay, todos juntos. Hablo español.
Hablo español.
Muy bien. Hablo comes from the verb hablar, which means to speak. So I would say hablo. And then if I'm saying to Cara, do you speak Spanish? I would say hablas.
Hablas.
Todos juntos, hablas.
Hablas.
Hablas. Hablas means do you speak or you speak. And it's the informal version. If we were being formal, I would say, ¿Habla usted español?
¿Habla usted español?
¿Habla usted español?
¿Habla usted español?
Muy bien. Do you speak Spanish in the formal version? Now, to answer the question, you already know that you can say, hablo español, I speak Spanish. You may want to say, I don't speak Spanish. No hablo español.
No hablo español.
No hablo español.
No hablo español.
But of course, all of our listeners now do speak Spanish, so you wouldn't want to say that. You could say, hablo un poco de español.
Hablo un poco de español.
Hablo un poco de español. I speak, literally, a little of Spanish. Un poco de español.
Hablo un poco de español.
Muy bien. Hablo un poco de español. So if I asked you, Cara, ¿hablas español?
Sí. Hablo un poco de español.
Muy bien. Muy bien. Now, there are words for, obviously, every language. We're going to cover a few of them now. English is inglés.
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 French is francés.
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 German. Alemán.
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 Italian. Italiano.
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 Japanese is japonés.
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 Muy bien, that's a bit tricky, that one. And the last one we're going to cover in this podcast is chino. Chinese. Chino.
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 Muy bien. The Spanish CH sound, ch, it's almost like the English one. But one thing that can help when you're saying the Spanish one is if you smile at the same time. So rather than saying, for example, the word church, say church. And then you've got a slightly stronger ch sound. So, chino.
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 Muy bien. Perfecto. So, Cara, I'm going to ask you some quick questions here. ¿Hablas francés?
Sí, hablo francés.
¿Hablas español?
Sí. Hablo un poco de español.
Muy bien. ¿Hablas alemán?
No, no hablo alemán.
¿Hablas japonés?
Sí, un poco de japonés.
Muy bien. ¿Y hablas italiano?
No, no hablo italiano.
Muy bien. Perfecto. Now, listeners, you can join in these questions as well, or you can join in the answers, whatever suits you. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment.
When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. It's one thing to be able to speak a language, but sometimes you can't quite speak it, but you might well understand. And you might even understand more than you can speak. So to say I understand, you say entiendo.
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 Muy bien. Entiendo. Entiendo means I understand. So you could say entiendo un poco de español.
Entiendo un poco de español.
Un poco de español.
Un poco de español.
Entiendo un poco de español. And if I want to ask you, do you understand in the informal version, I would say, ¿entiendes?
¿Entiendes?
Or, in the formal version, ¿entiende usted?
¿Entiende usted?
Muy bien. So it's entiendo, ¿entiendes? ¿Entiende usted?
Entiendo. ¿Entiendes? ¿Entiende usted?
Muy bien. And of course you can say, no entiendo.
No entiendo.
No entiendo.
No entiendo.
What does no entiendo mean?
I don't understand.
I don't understand. Exactly. Now, a phrase that you hear very often with no entiendo is lo siento.
Lo siento.
Lo siento means I'm sorry. Lo siento, no entiendo.
Lo siento, no entiendo.
Lo siento, no entiendo.
Lo siento, no entiendo.
Muy bien. I'm sorry, I don't understand. One phrase that you may want to say, if people are trying to find out if you speak Spanish, you might want to say, I'm learning Spanish. To say this, you say, estoy.
Estoy.
Aprendiendo.
Aprendiendo.
Español.
Español.
Estoy aprendiendo español.
Estoy aprendiendo español.
Aprendiendo.
Aprendiendo.
Okay, so this yendo ending. Aprendiendo is one of the main ways of translating the ing form in English. So, estoy aprendiendo. I am learning español. And note that estoy is different from soy. Soy escocés, I am Scottish. But estoy aprendiendo español.
Estoy aprendiendo español.
I am learning Spanish. Bueno, ya hemos aprendido muchas cosas en esta lección. Ya sabemos decir los idiomas que hablamos,
Mark,
y todo
Mark.
Eso. ¿Sí?
¿Puedes hablar más despacio, por favor?
Sí, claro, claro. Karaset, ¿puedes hablar más despacio, por favor? Any ideas what that might mean? Kara, what did it mean?
Can you speak more slowly, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Can you speak more slowly? ¿Puedes hablar? Can you speak? ¿Puedes hablar?
¿Puedes hablar?
Más despacio.
Más despacio.
Por favor, claro. Por favor.
Por favor.
¿Puedes hablar más despacio, por favor?
¿Puedes hablar más despacio, por favor?
Okay. Now that is the informal version, puedes hablar. The formal version would be, puede usted hablar. Or you could just say, puede hablar.
¿Puede usted hablar más despacio, por favor?
Muy bien. ¿Puede usted hablar más despacio, por favor? Or, to simplify it, ¿puede hablar más despacio, por favor?
¿Puede hablar más despacio, por favor?
Let's just try the end bit again. Más despacio.
Más despacio.
Yeah, and if you're in Latin America, then you would be saying más despacio.
Más despacio.
Okay, más despacio, por favor.
Más despacio, por favor.
And indeed, you could just use that phrase on its own. Más despacio, por favor. Slower, please. Now, if we think back to puedes hablar and so on, this puedes word, can you, is going to be part of our next phrase too. Try saying this. Puedes repetir, por favor.
Puedes repetir, por favor.
Puedes repetir, por favor.
Puedes repetir, por favor.
Muy bien. Puedes repetir means...
Can you repeat, please?
Can you repeat, please? Exactly. So, puedes in the informal and puede usted repetir in the formal. Puede usted repetir.
Puede usted repetir, por favor.
Muy bien. Two more phrases before we finish off. It's quite often the case that you may hear something and be trying to work out what it means. You might therefore want to ask how something is spelled. You would say, ¿Cómo se escribe?
¿Cómo se escribe?
¿Cómo se escribe?
¿Cómo se escribe?
And literally, that means, how is it written? ¿Cómo se escribe? ¿Cómo se escribe?
¿Cómo se escribe?
¿Cómo se escribe? Muy bien. And this ¿cómo? Is also going to be used in our next phrase. ¿Cómo se dice en español?
¿Cómo se dice en español?
Yeah, and that's the phrase that you would use if you wanted to ask someone how you say something in Spanish. So, for example, ¿cómo se dice watch en español?
¿Cómo se dice cámara en español?
Okay, so ¿cómo se dice en español?
¿Cómo se dice en español?
And if you just use the phrase on its own, ¿cómo se dice en español? It means, how do you see it in Spanish? ¿Cómo se dice en español?
¿Cómo se dice en español?
Muy bien. We have learned lots in this particular lesson. We've spoken about hablo, no hablo, hablo un poco de. We've looked at different languages. We've talked about repeating and saying things again, speaking more slowly. And we've also learned how to say, I understand, I don't understand, and I'm learning Spanish. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow @learnspanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.